With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Montana Democrats insist that the Democratic National Committee is unfairly preventing Governor Steve Bullock from participating in the party's first national primary debates later this month. The DNC, however, shows no signs of budging. Politico reported yesterday that Bullock has not yet qualified for the debates. Party officials this week announced that they will exclude certain candidate popularity polls from debate qualification criteria. Top Montana Democrats sent the DNC a letter today saying that the criteria unfairly targets Bullock. Bullock, who waited until the state legislature adjourned at the end of April to enter the presidential race, weighed in today saying, quote, "Deciding between campaigning for 100,000 donors or getting 100,000 people health care is the easiest decision I've ever made," end quote. That's a reference to passage of Montana's Medicaid expansion program. DNC officials say they announced the qualification change back in March. An appeals court has lifted a judge's injunction that blocked construction of the Keystone XL pipeline from Canada to the U.S., but it's not clear whether the ruling yesterday will have any immediate effect. TC Energy, the company that wants to build the line, previously said it's too late to begin work this year. The pipeline would ship up to 830,000 barrels of crude oil daily from Alberta through Montana, South Dakota, and Nebraska, where it would tie into existing pipelines. Stay tuned for more Montana News coming up in about 30 minutes. You can find Montana News anytime on our award-winning website, mtpr.org. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.